Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekinah. This podcast is here to support us in remembering, activating, embodying, integrating our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And in this episode, we are going to go into this powerful moon, this new moon in Virgo that is happening on Monday. So on Friday, when this episode is released, we are coming into the energies. So the portals of new moons and full moons last about 3 days before and after the day of the moon. And if it's a portal like equinox, like lunar eclipse, a solar eclipse, which we're actually in eclipse season, it actually gets more powerful. So the energy is amplified for a longer period of time. And the importance of understanding these cycles really has to do with understanding energy and frequency, and in particular, our frequency and how our frequency interacts with our environment. And it is very powerful to understand the cycles, because when we understand the cycles, we understand what can be triggered within us, what can be activated within us, because in a trigger is an activation. It's not a bad thing to be triggered. If we happen to lash out, it might manifest as a not so positive thing. But if we bring our awareness into our heart and really become more aware every time, deepen and deepen our awareness, we can understand what's triggering us, when it's triggering us, and take aligned action to not repeat the patterns that we have been living. And this is what the cycles of the moon teach us. The moon is our incarnational experience, our embodied experience. And the moon is also our emotions, our emotional body, our intuition. And the moon has a very powerful effect on all life, just like the sun does, just like all of the planets. Everything is in the cosmos, is a symphony of creation. And we can choose to align to a frequency or not, or we can choose to embody a frequency and allow it to create and co-create with that frequency, or we can choose to co-create with our shadow, with our traumas and our limiting beliefs, etc. So there's always the essence of choice, and this is particularly important to remember during this new moon, because this new moon is the new moon in Virgo. And Virgo in the Aramaic spirituality, the Aramaic teachings, the teachings that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene followed, because they were mystics and they were aware of the cycles of the moon and how it affected life on earth and how it triggered certain activations within them and how to harness this energy. Virgo is the first sign in that creation spirituality, which is a beautiful way for my teacher Ana Otero describes this mystical way of being and embodying and engaging with our spirituality and embodying our soul. The zodiac ends, and actually in biblical astrology as well as Egyptian astrology, the zodiac begins in Virgo and ends with Leo. So we are entering a new year. So this is really the month of purification. Virgo rules the sixth house. The sixth house is all about our daily habits, our health, our physical body, and the daily habits that it takes to purify, because Virgo is the Virgin, the Priestess, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene frequencies. And Virgin is not a being that is not sullied by the carnal act of love making. A virgin is a sovereign spiritual being, a being that is fully aware of our power, our co-creative abilities, our empowerment, our embodiment, our how we go forth in the world is that of a sovereign embodied being. This is the energy of a priestess. This is the purity that is invoked when we work with the Magdalene, with Mother Mary, with this priestess Virgo energy. It is the energy of purity. It is the energy of understanding that we are a part of all life. All life is a part of us, and it's creating that unity between the inner, the outer, the soul, the body, the masculine, the feminine, etc. So Virgo is a beautiful energy. My moon happens to be in Virgo. So it's an energy I'm aware of. It's an energy that I'm very conscious of because it's part of my coding. And we all have Virgo, even if you have planets in that sign or not. We all have Virgo in our natal chart, and we all receive these codings. Now, this particular new moon is in conjunction. So my natal moon is in conjunction with Pluto, which is the planet of death, rebirth, power, all kinds of transformation. Deep, deep, deep transformation is Pluto. And it's conjunct my moon. So it can make me quite intense emotionally and in my way of expressing, because the moon is our soul incarnated, remember? So this moon is actually conjunct my natal moon in Pluto. So for me, I am feeling this energy very, very powerfully. I have been called to revamp this podcast, to basically relaunch it. And even though I don't have a new image yet, the process has begun for a new image for this podcast. And it's really been a deep purification working up to this new moon for me, because it's all about clearing what is not in alignment. Stripping away the layers of the ego and the soul that have hindered me from fully expressing my mission and my purpose and expressing the light that is my soul, that is the divine that flows through me. So there's that. There's the revamping of my website. There's basically the organization of my work, my life, my spiritual self, and the bringing all of these aspects into union. And it also was triggered by I was just in southern Spain with my beloved, and of course the lovely activations that came from being in that land. And I also felt this retrograde very, very powerfully. And I noticed that I had to really pay attention to when I was being triggered and when and how I was expressing. And understanding the differences in how different people communicate, and not taking things to heart, not taking things as, oh, it's an affront on me and something is being done to me. But no, this is simply the way they're expressing, and coming into deeper acceptance, coming into a space of neutrality and non-judgment, a space of truly being able to hold the space, hold the container, and not be in disunity, not be in disharmony, not be in separation myself, so I can share that energy and not create more separation where there might already be some. There also was a lot of truth telling and basically really sharing, particularly with my family, the way things were done that really was not in harmony with love, with really healing, and just understanding that that is not my karma to take on, and allowing it to just breathe and not taking it on and thinking that I have to be the one to fix people in my family, because that's not our role. Our job is not to fix anyone or anything outside of us. It is to master the self. When we know our frequency, when we know how we are expressing in the world, we come to harness our power to co-create, to understand that we really are a part of everything. Everything is a part of us, and we have the power to change, not by pushing our fears or our programs or our doubts or our limiting beliefs on someone else, but by transforming from within. So there also will be a new podcast intro really sharing about what this podcast is, because it really is, it's an expression, it's one of the expressions of my soul purpose. It's one of the expressions of sharing the light of creation so that others may be inspired, activated, feel their own own sovereignty, feel that they do have the ability to change and to transform and to co-create, to consciously bring down the energies and align with the frequencies that they wish to embody. That really is in alignment with the soul. Because the thing is, if it's not a part of your soul contract, number one, you're not really going to be attracted to it. And two, if you are attracted to it, you might be attracted to it because of your upbringing, because of the programs, because of the limiting beliefs, because you think that's what success looks like. And you're going to notice that there will be things that don't flow. Like something is just not happening. And there are spiritualities, because Virgo is a deeply spiritual sign. This has to do with this moon. There are spiritualities that do teach you that you have to persevere, that you have to push, that you have to fight, that you have to do, in Buddhism, your human revolution. And the way I say it should really kind of make you feel ick, because it's, yes, we are here to transform our lives. However, we're not here to force. We're not here to push. Because if you push, if you force, what you're doing is you are forcing a situation into manifesting, and it's possible that you will bring that situation forth. However, it will not be stable. It will not be, what's the word I'm looking for? Sustainable. And that is a problem, because if it's not in alignment with your soul, do you really want it? Or are you simply going through the motions to fulfill someone else's expectations of how you should be living? And that is really brings us to the essence of embodiment, of Virgo, of knowing you are sovereign and knowing your own frequency, your own energy, how you express in the world, and bringing that into harmony in everything that you do. Knowing that your words are powerful, your thoughts are anchoring frequencies, your actions are further cementing that frequency that you either wish to align with, to birth with, to co-create with. So this moon is happening between the 2nd and the 3rd of September. So it's happening in the evening at 6:56 Pacific Standard Time on the 2nd of September, 9:56 in Eastern Standard, and it's on the 3rd of September for our friends in Europe. It is at 3:56 in the morning, so it's in the morning. And it's actually, it's interesting because it's at the time in Europe when the energies of the earth are at their stillest, so we can truly receive the information from the higher realms and really bring down that energy. So if you can, or if you naturally become awake around this time, really do your best to meditate, do a sound activation, like the one I'm sharing as the companion to this episode, or just engage in your own practice. If you have a movement practice, a prayer you'd like to do, however it is that you, if you just want to be out in your garden and just allow yourself to connect to the moon in her darkest phase, I encourage you to do that, because when the earth is at its stillest, the wisdom that we receive is deeper. So that's why many people, many spiritualities, encourage you to do your practices that early in the morning before the sun rises. I am not always an early riser, my beloved is, so I often rise with him and I do some practices, but on my own, I am not naturally an early riser, and that's my little confession. But again, it's knowing your own energy and knowing if you actually want to align with an earlier frequency, which is I choose to in the mornings, or if I want to sleep in and do my practices later. So it's all about you knowing what is right for you in the moment. And this is particularly important for women, because women, as much as we're forced to live in a world that caters to the cycles of the man, of the masculine, it's not a bad thing, it just is what it is. We have to understand that our own cycles are not daily. Men's cycles are daily. Women's cycles are monthly. We ebb and we except we do it over a more elongated period of time than men. So we follow the energies of the moon. So this moon is at 11 degrees of Virgo. The sun and the moon are conjunct. This is why we don't see the moon, but the energy is still there. This is the emptiness, the void, the alignment with the cosmic womb of creation, with the zero point, the quantum, however you want to call that point of that creation, the avun, the divine. It's that energy of infinite possibilities, infinite new beginnings, but also endings, because where there is an ending, there's a beginning. We need to create the, we need to have the emptiness, the void, in order to know what we are seeding and to become conscious of what we are seeding into the world. So the 11 is the number of the cosmos. It's a number associated with mastery, with frequency, with vibration, with Sara Tamar, the daughter, the divine child, the daughter of Mary Magdalene and Yeshua. It is the vibration. 11 represents the vibration that connects us to all of creation, to all that is and has been and will be. It awakens our mastery of our understanding of ourselves as conscious celestial beings, that our own inner divinity, the spark of the divine that exists within us. It can bring dark nights of the soul, deeper awakenings, tests, and it's a portal. It's the manifestation. It's the portal for manifestation from the ethers. It's knowing the power of the word, understanding that our words are powerful, our emotions, our thoughts, our words, they create. We are in a perpetual, constant state of co-creation. And when we understand this, we can become more conscious and more aware of how we express, of how we choose our alignment and know what we are aligning to. So the energy of the 11 also holds the frequency of the 2, because when you take 1 and 1, it's 2. So 2 is duality, but it's duality coming into unity. So what are we bringing into unity in our lives at this point in time? What are we birthing? Because if we think of the 11, the 11 is like a birth canal, so two sides of a birth canal. What energies, what frequencies are we birthing into our experience? And this sun and moon conjunction, the new moon, is in a square with Jupiter, which means it's a contentious energy, and it's in opposition with Saturn. Saturn is the planet that restricts the flow of the moon. So the more that we are in alignment with our soul, with our mission, with our destiny, with what we came here to create, fulfillment of our soul contract, the more that Saturn allows the moon and our bodies, our soul to express. So by being in opposition, it means that there's a struggle between who we are, how we are expressing, and how we I don't want to use the word should, the highest expression of how we could be expressing. So there's a tension, there's a decision that wants to be made, whether we will align more deeply with our soul, or whether we will continue to kind of be sort of flittering around and not really living our mission. So when you live our mission, because I do speak about this a lot, I teach this a lot, this has to do with my healings, because people that want energy healings from me, that's really one of the things, like, they want to know for the most part. It may express in relationship, it may express in finances, it may express in their career, it may express in their family, but it's always about the mission. It's always about, what am I here to do? What am I here to do? And I always say that it's really not about what you're doing. It's about whether it is filling you with light, if it is feeding and nourishing your soul and your expression, if it is allowing for your expansion, or if it is taking energy from you. So your mission, it can be different at different points in time in your life. There is no one mission. Your mission at its core share it. However that is shared, that is completely up to you how you're going to do that. But so long as you are aligning with your soul, with your light, and choosing to share it, then you're already doing it. And we share our light, we share our mission in the way that we speak and relate to each other in our relationships, be they in our partnerships, be they in our romantic relationships, our friendships, our family relationships. It's all about how we are expressing our light, how we are sharing and inspiring and uplifting, creating peace, love, harmony through our expression. Same thing in our work, same thing in our professional relationships, same thing with our relationship with money, our relationship with our children, our relationship with our body. The body is very important because the body is the vessel through which that you chose to incarnate into in order to express your mission, because you wanted either the gifts, the challenges, all that comes with this physical expression that you chose. And that's important. So many spiritualities want to disconnect and disassociate ourselves from our body, from our physical manifestation. And I really think that that's a misinterpretation of the spiritual beliefs. Because we are human, we are in this physical form because we needed a physical form in order to live in this world. So your body is just as important as your connection and your spirit, your soul. It's just as important. There is no one that is better than the other. So we have that kind of like that push and pull between Saturn and the Sun Moon, and we have that contentious relationship with Jupiter. That's that expansion energy, the good luck, the really expansion is it. It's that expansive energy. So we're feeling the need to expand, but we're feeling constricted. We're feeling that if we expand, we're going to have to give something up. There's going to have to be something that we lose. And the thing is that when we choose to expand and to share more of our light, more of our soul, to make a decision that perhaps in our life or in our family lineage or in our society hasn't been done, it's very scary, and it's very it can bring up a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, because you're going against the grain. You're going against what has supposedly been tradition or established or whatever in your environment. And it can make one feel lonely, and it can make one feel like it's us against the world in a sense. But when we understand that there is no us against the world, because the world is us, then there's really nothing to fear. It's simply a decision. It's simply another way to express, and we can choose to do it or not choose to do it. There is no right or wrong. There is only, are we feeling and living into our joy and our expansion and bringing in, anchoring more and more of our light, embodying more and more of our soul with every day, with every action, with every decision? Is this putting me into further alignment with my soul, with my mission, with my expression, with my joy? Because when you are living your joy, you're not hurting people. Like, no one is getting hurt by you being joyful and happy and expansive and abundant and, you know, laughing. I mean, some people might feel a certain way about it, but that's their stuff. How can we liberate ourselves of our own need to judge and to criticize? Because Virgo in the shadow can be hypercritical. And I noticed myself going into this as we were coming into this portal, the solar portal of Virgo, as well as the lunar portal of Virgo. So this new lunar cycle that's beginning on this new moon. And I was like, oh, I'm becoming very critical. And I had to catch myself and be like, oh, okay, I see you, Virgo moon. You're wanting to express like this. And then I had to soften. Well, I didn't have to. I chose to soften my approach because my beliefs and my what I wish to align with is an authentic expression. This doesn't mean that I judge and I criticize other people. That's not expressing my light authentically. That's expressing the shadow of my Virgo moon authentically. I don't want to express the shadow. I want to express the light in its fullest, most radiant form. So I took a step back and I was like, okay, I'm going to choose to work on letting go of my judgment. Because the thing is, when you're judging something outside of you, you're judging something within you. There is no separation. So my judgment that was projected outwards was really a judgment I held within. So it's a process and we're working on it. And I noticed that I feel lighter and I feel more open by choosing to not engage in the analytical, hyper getting stuck in the head, the hypercritical, the judgmental side of what Virgo can express in this human world. So it's very interesting. It's a very interesting frequency when you understand energy and when you can catch yourself. The more that you can catch yourself before you go down the rabbit hole of darkness, and it's not the darkness of the moon, like the infinite possibilities, it's the darkness of this world. It's the darkness that will create more darkness and create more chaos and destruction and disharmony and separation, and that's not what I'm about. So understanding your energy is really important and really brings you into deeper alignment with your soul, because you're able to understand when you are expressing out of fear, out of separation, out of doubt, out of a lack of confidence, or when you are expressing from that space of oneness, of knowing that you are one with all that is, knowing that you are part of the divine, everything is a part of you, and it's a constant co-creation. So this, we have Venus. Venus is pretty powerful in this portal. Venus is in a square and a trine in opposition. So there's a lot of contentious energy between Venus and Mars, between the way we receive and the way that we give, between the way that we embody and the way that we express. Because Mars just wants to go and do and not give any F's about it. Just go. And Venus wants, is in Libra, so Venus wants harmony, Venus wants beauty, Venus wants balance. But the good thing is Venus is in a trine with Pluto, that is retrograde, and Uranus that's in retrograde. So it's giving Venus the energy of transformation, which is Pluto, of deep healing, of empowerment, as well as expansion and awakening, which is Uranus. So we do have this energy of expanding and of really living from a heart-centered space, living from a soul-centered space. And what else can I say? We have, Pluto is very active. So we have Pluto in retrograde. Mercury has finished its retrograde, but is now in the shadow phase, which is it's covering where it already went. So we still have another 2 weeks to integrate the energy of the Mercury retrograde. And Mercury is in a sextile with Mars, with Jupiter. So there's, Mercury has the ability to embody and expand and take action on what was discovered and tweaked and fine-tuned during the retrograde. It's also in a square, a contention with Uranus. So as Mercury is willing to embody and expand and take action, that energy of that wild card, that energy of wanting to shake things up. And Mercury is just coming out of a retrograde, so Mercury kind of doesn't really want to shake things up too bad, but it's going to have to at some point, because if you wish to embody a new frequency, and Mercury has to do with our communication is a vibration, then you might have to ruffle some feathers. Now, we ruffle feathers as kindly as we can, as gently as we can, but sometimes you need to say the hard thing in order to wake someone or yourself or both, because there's no separation, remember, up. So this energy is really good for connecting with our body, for connecting with our soul, for embodying more of our light, for bringing ourselves into divine union. The lover and the beloved, us and the divine, and for really choosing the frequency we are wishing to embody. Our vibration, 11, duality into unity, the two. So Mercury is, Virgo is ruled by Mercury, and the sign Virgo was created by the Aramaic letter Yud, and Yud is the seed. It is that unlimited potential that is still unexpressed, that is still in the seed. And Mercury was created by Resh. And the Resh is really about wisdom and discernment. And it's having the humility to be open to receive the wisdom. It represents our free will. So we really do have the free will to manifest what it is that we wish to embody. We can choose the light or the shadow. It's really up to us. And Yud also brings the energy of humility, of action having a consequence, and it's associated with the infinite potential of the universe before it manifests into physicality. So it's that seed that has infinite possibilities but has not yet sprouted. Humility is really important, because if we think of the Virgin archetype, Mother Mary, us to be a high holy teacher, a priestess, requires humility. Humility is an essential part of this, because we cannot express the light if we are in our ego, if it is about us shining and sharing and always being the center of attention. It's not, that's not what a priestess is. A priestess, a high holy teacher, is someone who is consciously working on their wisdom, their discernment, with humility, always willing to strip away new layers and look at the uncomfortable bits, the stuff within, the layers that still need to be shed. Because as long as we are human, we are going to be shedding layers. We're going to be delving deeper and deeper and deeper into our cosmic oneness. There is no end to the growth. So being in humility really is allowing us to be in service, and Virgo is the sign of sacred service. Your mission is your sacred service. So whatever it is, whatever layers of the ego we must surrender in order to align even more deeply with the light, during this portal, we have the choice to purify, to shed those layers, and to align with the light, or to align with the shadow. That's the free will. This is the choice that we are given during this portal, during this. These are the activations. This is what we can expect during this Virgo lunar portal. It's remembering our alignment, remembering the frequency we wish to embody, remembering and always asking ourselves, is this in alignment with what I say my beliefs are? Or am I just doing lip service to my supposed spiritual path? That's a tough question, and most people don't want to fess up to that because everyone is all love and light and airy-fairy, whatever. Or they think that, you know, they've been doing this forever, so they must continue. But is that really evolving? And these are questions to ask yourself. Is this in alignment with my soul? Is this in alignment with my joy? Is this in alignment with the expression, with the vibration that I wish to manifest? Am I just doing something for the sake of doing it? Or am I actually paying attention to the intention, to what is behind my actions? How much more deeply can I align with wisdom? Can I align with humility? Can I align with my light? What needs to be shed from me at this point? What do I need to let go? What parts of my ego must be surrendered that it's ready to go? Bye. See you later, Felicia. How much more of my light can I share? How much more of my soul can I embody? How much more can I be in my sovereignty, in my power, in my infinite self, so I can manifest and share this infinite nature of life, this co-creative experience of expansion, of growth, of evolution? It's really one of my favorite energies to work with, Virgo. I mean, I love working with all of them, but Virgo really brings in that wisdom, that humility, that mission, that service, because Virgos are always in service. A Virgo always wants to serve. I have some beautiful Virgo friends, and they are super heart-centered, super loving. They're wonderful to analyze, like to support me in analyzing something, in organizing, Virgo. So wherever you need to organize, wherever you need to align, wherever you need to declutter, wherever you need to bring in more light, ask yourself, what is it that I need to bring in? What is the teaching that this Virgo new moon has for me? What is the wisdom? What is the humility? How much deeper can I become humble and surrender the strips of ego that aren't even me, so I can share and embody my light? So deep transformation, deep beauty and harmony are a part of this energy. Wisdom, discernment, the seed of infinite potential. And with that, I invite you to head on over and listen to the sound activation, which is going to be beautiful because the crystal alchemy bowls that I chose, because sound frequency is the primary thing that I work with in order to do and realign everything that I do energetically. So this sound activation is going to be a lot of the root chakra and the womb, because we're anchoring this frequency in, and we need to ground the higher celestial frequencies. We need to ground the higher celestial frequencies in our physicality. So it's very important to work with the root chakra, with grounding, with anchoring. Remember, Virgo is an earth sign. Of course, the heart and sacred union will be the F, the C, the C sharp, and of course the intuition, the A sharp, the pineal gland, pituitary gland, and the expression, because Raish is our expression, is how Raish, Mercury, was created by Raish, and Raish is the vibration, the frequency, the voice, the expression of the soul. So I invite you to head on over and listen to the sound activation, and if you enjoyed this, of course, subscribe, share, follow me on Instagram, connect with me on social media. You can find me at Aurea, A-U-R-E-A, Lara, L-A-R-A, or at Hold the Shekhinah, H-O-L-D-T-H-E-S-H-E-K-I-N-A-H. You can also connect with me through YouTube and follow me there. forward to connecting with you. If you want to share your thoughts on your activations, something that was triggered or brought up a question for you, please feel free to reach out to me. And as always, if you would like a sound activation or an energy healing, well, my energy healings do incorporate sound. So if you would like an energy healing, an activation session, you can head over to my website. Blessed day of the goddess, a wonderful